This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk. My guest is Sam Turnbull, author of two cookbooks and creator of her popular blog, It Doesn't Taste Like Chicken. Her latest book is Fast, Easy, Cheap, Vegan. Welcome to our program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
You've said, I grew up an avid meat eater. There were animal heads on the walls of my family's house. I used to go fishing for fun, and I like my steaks rare and bloody, no joke. What happened?
Well, you know, I think what happens to most of us vegans is most people aren't actually born vegan. We just learn new information. And so for me, I just watched a documentary in 2012, and it totally flipped my mind, and I went vegan overnight, and that's how my journey began. I just woke up the next day and cleaned out my kitchen of any animal products I had and started my new vegan life.
You also said in 2012, vegan was still a word I had to explain to almost everyone and definitely every restaurant server. How's it different today?
Oh, it's much easier today. Most people know what vegan means. Most restaurants have vegan options. You know, when I first went vegan, like a lot of people didn't even know how to say the word. They'd say vegan or vegan. Oh. And so now it's much more common. So it definitely makes it easier. You don't have to explain it every time. You know, it's kind of difficult when you go to a restaurant and you have to ask them to remove a million things and you don't want to be difficult really, but you just want to, you know, eat the way you want to eat.
Right. And you want the vegetables without the butter.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. What's your definition for vegan?
Oh, well, I just use live my life according to my own values, which means that I don't use any animal products. So I don't consume them. And that includes meat and fish and dairy and eggs and even honey. And I also don't wear them or use any products. So no wool, no silk, no animal bones. I don't know what other people use. No animal products. It's an animal cruelty-free lifestyle.
In this new book, I mean, your last book was knockoffs of comfort food, right?
Yeah. So for my first book, Fuss Free Vegan, I wrote the book that I wish I had when I went vegan. So all of the recipes I grew up with that I loved, all the classic comfort foods I loved, I just found different ways to veganize them so that I could have all of those textures and flavors that I still loved, you know, crispy, chewy, salty, fatty, whatever it is, noodles, like all the different textures and flavors. And I just made vegan versions of those. And it's great, and it did really well. It's a bestseller, and I think it has like over 1,500 five-star reviews on Amazon, which is great. So clearly other people wanted those recipes too. And then with my new cookbook, Fast, Easy, Cheap, Vegan, specifically, I really wanted to bust the myth that veganism had to be really time-consuming, it had to be really difficult and really hard to do, and it had to be really expensive, because I think a lot of people think that vegan food has to be that way. Now, of course, it can be. You can buy all the fanciest ingredients and spend hours in the kitchens if you want to, but in this book, every single recipe in the book takes 30 minutes or less to prepare. It costs $10 or less for the entire dish, and the recipes require only 10 ingredients or less, so it's just making it fast, easy, and cheap, and vegan.
And everything is under 30 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, 30 minutes or less, and it's done. I'm the kind of person who, when I start thinking about cooking food, I'm already starving. Uh-huh. I'm like already, and so I like start picking up stuff off the cutting board, and so I usually need to get dinner done really quick. So that's just generally the way I cook anyways for the most part. And then, so yeah, so I took out recipes that would have been longer to make, like lasagnas and things. And then I used a bunch of little hacks to make things really fast and quick. And so there's like a whole chapter on noodles, which are really quick. And then there's like little hacks to make quick pizzas and all sorts of dips and all sorts of really good stuff.
And I recall you said that brands don't matter so much.
That's right. Yeah, no, because when you're using such basic ingredients like beans, you can buy all different cans of beans, but they really all taste the same. It's really only if they have salt or not is going to make a big difference. So, you know, I'm a sucker for design. I admit it. Like I used to work in design myself. So when I go to the store and I see all the like, shiny labels and they're so pretty, and then you see kind of the lower, cheaper versions and the labels aren't so cute, well, I want to buy the fancy ones. But you have to remind yourself, it's just beans, it's just rice, you know, they're probably not going to taste that different. So if you want to save a couple of bucks that way, it's definitely helpful.
What do you do with all the food you make in a day?
Oh, yeah. Well, we eat it. we eat it and freeze it. And yeah, so it's nice though, because I do a lot of cooking during the week. while I work, obviously. And then we have dinner ready. And then on the weekend, we have a bunch of leftovers. So yeah, we just eat it.
How's your cookbook organized?
It is organized in several different sections. So I have kind of your more traditional sections, such as breakfasts and snacks and soups and salads and mains and desserts and noodles. But I also have a chapter, which I think is really fun, called mixes, because I know when you go to the grocery store and you see those pancake mixes and cake mixes and all of that stuff, I really wanted that simplicity as well for people who get this book. So I included things like my pancake and waffle mix. So all you do is add the ingredients to the jar, give it a shake, and then you chuck it in your pantry. And then whenever you want pancakes, it's ready to go. You just add the like little leftover ingredients and you're good to go. And so there's a hot chocolate mix as well. There's mac and cheese powder mix. So instead of buying, you know, the boxed mac and cheese with a little packet, you make your own little packet basically and have it in the pantry. And then all you have to do is cook up some noodles and toss it with that. And then you make a lovely homemade vegan mac and cheese in minutes.
Were you a cook before a vegan?
I've always loved to cook for sure. But I never trained in cooking or anything like that. I did grow up in a family of chefs and foodies, so cooking was always very natural to me. But it was really through going vegan that I fell in love with cooking and, learning how to cook vegan. I think that actually helped me as well, because I know so many chefs, I know that in culinary school, they often kind of put limits on certain things. They say, oh, you can't pair these two things together, and they have all these rules about cooking. Well, I don't know those rules, and I don't really care about them, because I just make food that's really easy to make and really delicious. So I don't ever call myself a chef, because I'm not a chef. I don't work in a kitchen. I just work at my home, and so I'm just a home cook. And so I write recipes for the other home cooks out there.
Most people who contact you like the vegan way, right?
A lot of them do. I also have a lot of followers who aren't vegan and just enjoy my recipes. You know, I think a lot of us are learning more and more that a plant-based diet is beneficial not only to our health, but the environment and the animals. And so just having even a few plant-based meals once a week is great and really helpful, and I support that. So, a lot of people that follow me as well that aren't necessarily vegan, they just enjoy a delicious plant-based meal once in a while, and I think that's great.
How has your art training affected this work?
You know,
and the food and the photographs.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's very creative to make vegan recipes because you have to think of ingredients in a whole new way. Instead of making, if you were to make, for example, a chocolate chip cookie recipe, if you weren't vegan, you would take basically the same recipe and maybe you'd add more chocolate chips or bake it at a different temperature to make it your own. Well, with vegan cooking, you have to figure out a way to replace the eggs and the butter and still make it chewy on the outside, or chewy in the middle and crispy on the outside. So you have to get a lot more creative. And so I think that's really fun. But then also, yeah, the food photography, the design, I just have a lot of fun with all of that. And I do all of it myself so far, all of the food photography and stuff. I definitely have people that help me do back end stuff, but not the food photography. That's me.
How's being a vegan changed your life?
Yes. It definitely did. If I didn't go vegan, I don't know where I'd be right now, because going vegan started this whole career with me as a vegan recipe writer. I don't think I would have been a writer. I don't think I would have been a recipe writer. I don't know what I would have been doing. But before this, yeah, I was in a completely different world. I was an art director and doing that thing, and that was fine. But yeah, vegan changed my life. And my only regret about going vegan is that I didn't do it sooner.
What was that video you saw?
The first video I watched was called Vegucated. And I just watched it because I thought, I was just having a moment where it's kind of not feeling very healthy. And I was like, okay, time to eat more veggies, because we all know that's good for us. And so the video is called Vegucated. I thought it was about eating vegetables, which it kind of is. But it was actually about a documentary about people going vegan. And it just totally changed my mind. And I think maybe that was the point of the documentary, Own Values.
Well, thank you. My guest is Sam Turnbull, author of Fast, Easy, Cheap Vegan, published by Appetite by Random House. This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk.